News 97 and 98 News Director Steve Rubo with you. It wasn't too long ago we had a chance to hear from Spence Riggs of the Mason County Growth Alliance. And he was talking about how do we build the greater Ludington area, throughout the county of Mason, of course. Well, you know what? Let's turn our attention to how do we build Oceana County. And to that end, I'm going to be speaking right now with Tammy Carey from the Community Foundation for Oceana County. Ms. Carey, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for calling me.
You just held your annual community dinner not long ago, and there were a couple of highlights out of that, weren't there?
Yes, yes. Now, it's interesting that you brought up Mason County. In Mason County, there is one central town, Ludington, and of course, some beautiful towns elsewhere. But, it tends to be centralized in terms of a lot of commerce and population density. In Oceana County, we have many, many communities. And so when we talk about building community in Oceana, we're talking about building a community in Walkerville, building community in Pentwater, building community in Mears or Silver Lake or Rothbury or Shelby or what might be. And last year at our annual dinner, we recognized some projects that had taken place at Silver Lake and Shelby with the Ladder Community Center and Silver Lake with the Golden Township Park and the Bandshell that was supported by the Mack Woods family. So this year, we decided to focus on projects in a couple other communities. So we had three presenters, and the first was about an effort in Walkerville called Walkerville Thrives. And that's a really neat program that was put together by the Walkerville Wesleyan Church and Love Inc., which is actually out of Shelby, to gather people together to celebrate all the positive and good aspects of Walkerville and to build pride in the community and to better connect people together. And so we learned a little bit more about that effort, but the Community Foundation was able to support all of their good work by providing some funding to replace all the windows in a historical building that they have there called the Pioneer House, which is also their historical society. So to help preserve an asset of the community that also is used as a gathering place. Santa's house at Christmas time, and sometimes alumni gatherings will go there for a little tour and a reflection of their time spent in Walkerville.
So it certainly does sound like Walkerville thrives. Wow. How long they're going to have a fire service, that's a difference. Well, we won't get into that right now. But
yeah, no. let's avoid the politics and focus on all the benefits of small-town living
exactly.
And how we can support one another in our enjoyment of small-town living.
Like Johnson Square Park. I heard in Mears they're making some big improvements.
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that project up. There's this beautiful park that had a gazebo in it, and pretty much that's it. It's right in downtown. It's not far from the Mears Historical Park, which has so many beautiful buildings and assets in terms of museum and transportation and other things to enjoy. But they wanted to develop something to bring people together in Johnson Square Park. And it's free. It's open to anybody. And so annually they have a arts and crafts fair, but other than that, there wasn't a lot happening there. So community members gathered together with the support of one particular funder, the Lathers Trust, and they were able to put up a pavilion with picnic tables for community gatherings, a kids' playscape, and a basketball hoop. A couple shuffleboard courts, which I've seen people out there enjoying already, and then a couple pickleball courts. So the whole back part of that park is now a place for people to gather and have fun and enjoy being together as a family or as community members. And we did recognize, you may have already said this, but we did recognize Dale and Jan Lathers for their stewardship of the William Lathers Trust, which is Dale's brother. for all the good things that they've made happen in Golden Township, the town of Mears, and within Oceana County in general, and meeting many great needs.
Now, let me ask you a question. What do you say, Tammy Carey, with the Community Foundation for Oceana County? What is the biggest need Oceana County is facing, a need that the Community Foundation might tackle?
So we spent some time at our annual dinner talking about the greatest needs of Oceana. Oceana is the second poorest county in Michigan, and a lot of people may not realize that. And so some of the challenges that we are faced with in our county, the root cause really is poverty. 29% of our kids live in poverty, and 62% of our third graders are not proficient in reading. And that is also an equity imbalance that exists there. It's not books. There are not books in many of our homes. Low education attainment rates and some poor health outcomes. Now, I don't want to focus on sort of the struggling story of Oceana, but really the positive story of Oceana and how to address those needs. We are acting as a financial partner and providing leadership in several initiatives around post-secondary education and training, around early literacy with our Read Early, Read Often program. And we also are connected into workforce development through our employer resource network. But to help meet those greatest needs, the foundation has made some goals around growing our community investment fund, which is our unrestricted fund. That's the fund that we can use when we're trying to address these specific challenges of today and those we don't know that are going to come in a year from now or 10 years from now. So we have a goal to grow that up to $500,000, and we're currently at $227,000. So again, we are so grateful that we have an anonymous donor that has offered for the year end here a $25,000 match to gifts to either one of those two funds through the end of the year. And that will help grow our those two important funds for us that we can continue to work as deeply as we can, as we are able, with resources and staff time within these areas of high need.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you because that donation, you did keep it anonymous. You know, that's what I asked you to do. So I'm so glad that you did keep my name out of it. So,
Yeah, right.
Anyone,
you're a funny guy.
Anyone who knows about radio knows, yeah, you might be donating, but no $25,000. So. All right, so poverty and education, and it sounds like you do have a handle on how you want to tackle both of those.
And workforce development is so intertwined with all of that in terms of improving prosperity for everyone.
Tammy Carey, the Executive Director for the Community Foundation for Oceana County, has been our guest. And Tammy, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling.